VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May is stepping down in 2 weeks. With her announcement Friday, May became the third Conservative leader to fall victim to party divisions over Britain's membership of the European Union. She follows in the footsteps of Margaret Thatcher and David Cameron. Cameron saying Friday he knows the pain May is feeling.
She cared passionately about the job and about the country, and she wanted to serve the public just as I did. And when you come to that moment, you know your time is up. It's extremely hard to take.
The European Union's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, also expressing his full respect for the Prime Minister from Brussels.
I don't want to come in. I just want to express my full respect for Theresa May and for a determination in working towards an orderly withdrawal of the United Kingdom. And on our side, we will work exactly in that direction in the next few weeks and months.
The process of selecting a new party leader who would then become prime minister will begin the week following May's resignation, though analysts and insiders say that's unlikely to clarify how and when a Brexit deal will be reached. President Donald Trump says the U.S. will increase its military presence in the Middle East with an additional 1,500 troops.
We want to have protection. The Middle East, we're going to be sending a relatively small number of troops, mostly protective, and some very talented people are going to the Middle East right now, and we'll see how, and we'll see what happens.
The president spoke to reporters on the White House lawn as he headed out on a trip to Japan. The U.S. began reinforcing its presence in the Persian Gulf region this month in response to what it said was a threat from Iran. This is VOA News. A bomb exploded in a mosque in the Afghan capital, Kabul, during Friday prayers, according to officials, killing three people, including a senior preacher, and wounding at least 20 men who had gathered for worship. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The neighborhood where the bombing took place is dominated by Sunni Muslims. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Taliban and Islamic State fighters regularly stage attacks in the capital. The explosion hit at a time when dozens of men had gathered for prayers. The death toll could rise. This eyewitness said the blast was very powerful, and while he wasn't able to hear what happened, he thanked God for surviving. Police said explosives were apparently placed near the altar of the Al-Taqwa Mosque. The neighborhood where the bombing took place is also dominated by Sunni Muslims. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A blast in southwestern Pakistan killed at least two people and wounded more than a dozen others. Police said the explosion Friday in Quetta's Pashtunabad area damaged a mosque where locals were offering Friday prayers, as well as nearby buildings. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met Friday with Pakistani leaders to discuss bilateral matters and Tehran's escalating tensions with the United States. Zarif met with Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi before meeting with Prime Minister Imran Khan. AP correspondent Kathy Gannett reports Iran and Pakistan are locked in talks over the Persian Gulf tensions in a search for a way forward.
What is expected to come from the talks between Iran and Pakistan is likely a request from Iran to perhaps ask Pakistan to use its influence and its good relationship with Saudi Arabia to try to de-escalate the tensions in the region. That would seem to be the most likely direction of the talks.
Pakistan already has said it will not take sides in the current confrontation and described the crisis in the region as disturbing. The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly passed a $19 billion disaster relief bill that will provide aid to several states and Puerto Rico. That aid will help them recover from hurricanes, flooding, earthquakes, and wildfires. The bill passed quickly with bipartisan support after Republicans agreed to a demand by the opposition Democrats that it not include the $4.5 billion border funding requested by President Trump. The House needs to approve the bill before it's sent to the White House for President Trump's signature. Thousands of school students in Australia and New Zealand took to the streets Friday, initiating an international day of protests against a lack of action against climate change. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.